Good morning, church. The sun is shining. We're breathing. We're alive. It's a good day, is it not?
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can gather together as we're going to open up this worship service with praising the name of Jesus, lifting high the name of Jesus. And if the devil gets a headache as a result of that, that's a good thing too. So, Father, our primary focus now is to worship you in spirit and in truth. And, Father, we just ask that you would just meet us here with your Holy Spirit once again, that as we lift up our voices, that you would just come down to us also. In Jesus' name, amen. In loving kindness Jesus came, my soul in mercy to reclaim, and from the depths of sin and shame, through grace he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me, from shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name. He lifted me. He called me long before I heard, before my sinful heart was stirred. But when I took him at his word, forgive me, lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hand, he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. His brow was pierced with many a thorn, his hands by cruel nails were torn. But from my guilt and grief forlorn, in love he lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me. Now on a higher plane I dwell, and with my soul I notice well. Yet how or why I cannot tell, he should have lifted me. From sinking sand he lifted me, with tender hand he lifted me. From shades of night to plains of light, oh praise his name, he lifted me.
Amen.
That wondrous dream was given, so seems
my Savior's cross to me, a ladder up to heaven. There lies beneath this shadow, but on the further side, the darkness of an awful grave that gapes both deep and wide. And there between us stands the cross, two arms outstretched to save. A watchman set to guard the way from that eternal grave. Upon that cross of Jesus, mine eye at times can see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my stricken heart with tears to wonders I confess, the wonders of redeeming love and my unworthiness. I take across thy shadow for my abiding place. I ask no other sunshine than the sunshine of his face. Content to let the world go by, to know no gain nor loss. My sinful self, my only shame, my glory, all the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you able, said the Master, to be crucified with me? Yea, the sturdy dreamers answer, to the death we follow thee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like thee. Shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able to relinquish purple dreams of power and fame, to go down into the garden, or to die a death of shame? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able, when the anguish racks your mind and heart with pain, to forgive the souls who wrong you, who would make your striving vain? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able to to remember when a thief lifts up his eyes, that his pardoned soul is worthy of a place in paradise. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able when the shadows close around you with the sword, to believe that spirit triumphs, to commend your soul to God? Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty. Are you able still? The Master whispers down eternity, and heroic spirits answer, now as then in Galilee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like the divine. Thy guiding radiance above us shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty.
Amen.
Are you able?
Yes, Lord.
We are. Go and greet each other this morning. If you want to, you can ask each other, are you able? Thank you.
led the Master to be crucified with me. Yea, the sturdy dreamers answered, to the death we follow thee. Lord, we are able, our spirits are thine. Remold them, make us like thee. Shall be a beacon to God, to faith and loyalty.
Amen.
For he alone is worthy, he alone is worthy, he alone is worthy of all praise. For he alone is worthy, Jesus Christ is worthy, he alone is worthy of all praise. He is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. I love him, adore him, yes I do. For he alone is worthy, Jesus Christ is worthy. He alone is worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise. You are the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. I love you, adore you, yes I do. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy, you alone are worthy of all praise. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise. You are the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. I love you, adore you, yes I do. For you alone are worthy, Jesus Christ, you're worthy. You alone are worthy of all praise.
Amen.
His praise fills the temple, his peace fills my heart, his joy and his glory he did wondrously impart. The blessed name of Jesus brought me freedom from sin. Now how his praise fills the temple, and his spirit dwells within. Your praise fills the temple, your peace fills my heart, your joy and your glory you did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now your praise fills a temple, and your spirit dwells within. Your praise fills a temple, your peace fills my heart, your joy and your glory you did wondrously impart. Your blessed name, O Jesus, brought me freedom from sin. Now your praise fills the temple, and your spirit dwells within.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wonderful thing to be in the presence of God.
Amen.
That when you're there, everything else sort of drifts away, and you just don't want the moment to end. Isn't it nice?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
As the days go by, oh, what a love between my Lord and I.
I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. I keep falling in love with Him over and over and over and over again.
Amen. Love you, Lord.
Beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's, and He is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He sits me at His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight before my feet, His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet, His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet, His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. A smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am my beloved's, and He is mine.
Amen.
Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget
about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon.
Amen.
Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves. Magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His name. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and praise His holy name. Praise His name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship Him, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming soon. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord. He's coming. He's coming soon, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The apostles, that's what they were concerned about. You know, it was all about a soul harvest. And then they realized Jesus might not come back in our lifetime, but that soul harvest has not, the issue has not decreased. He is still coming back soon. Says, I will come back when you don't expect it. So a lot of people say, well, I'll just, you know, I'll be a Christian on my deathbed. But what if it doesn't work out that way? And here we are right now. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord, because He is here and He's coming soon. Very, very soon.
Oh, thy kingdom shore, to thy shore, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be, just a closer walk with thee. Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen.
Something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we know we are more than conquerors. We are victorious, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By thee, O Lord, we have run through a troop. By my God, we have leaped over the wall. Hallelujah. It is God that girded us with strength and makes our way perfect. He makes our feet like hinds' feet. Oh, he setteth us upon high places. Oh, that's who our God is. And that who are we in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors, we are victorious. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And greater is he that is within us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. O Lord, if we know who we are in Christ Jesus, should we be depressed? Should we be down and out? Or should be whatever? O Lord, we have the victory in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. We have a good reason to be excited. We have a good reason to celebrate, to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why should we fear when the Lord is on our side? Why should we fear when in his love we safely hide? He is to us a fortress and a rock. Tell us, why should we fear? And Lord, we thank you today and praise you. We praise you, Heavenly Father, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. That we have the victory. Oh, that we are blessed people. And we want to thank you today. We thank you for touching us. We thank you, Lord, for making us realize who we are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your holy name, King of kings and Lord of lords. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. And we thank you for giving us the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, fathers. We are about to receive this offering today. You told us in your word, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that he will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing, that it may not be enough room to receive it. And Lord, we thank you and praise you for your promises. Oh, you stand good in your promises. What you have promised, you shall also be able to perform. And we want to thank you today for victory that we're going to give to the work of the Lord. We're going to give out of what he has given us. And he really has supplied all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is a provider. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Praise his holy name. He is the rewarder also of them who diligently seek him. Oh, we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today in this body of believers. Thank you for moving. Thank you for doing deep work in us today. And we bless you and thank you that we're not going to leave the same as we came. And we're going to go out and proclaim your marvelous works. Oh, praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord, that you touch the pastor as he will bring the message to us today. You anoint him. You give him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you and thank you and let your name be glorified with the message. And Lord, also we pray that you anoint everyone that gives the testimony. Touch also Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let your name be glorified also with the testimonies. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your name be glorified with the music. And that's our delight. That's our desire. To lift your name higher and higher for the world to see. To magnify your name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you today for mighty victory. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what you are going to do. We thank you for what you have in store for this body of believers. And we bless you and we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing the finances of the church and make it multiply, we pray, Father, and be used appropriately, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
Okay, good morning. So we're going to have time for testimony. I have a quick testimony. You know, the marketplace for contractors is pretty bad out there. But God keeps giving us work, a little bit here and a little bit there. And that's, I talked to a general contractor yesterday, and he said, if you got any kind of work to do, you're blessed. And that's been our situation. So he continues to bless us in this market. Another thing, this is just an observation. I went to Mexico a couple weeks ago, and I'm reporting that there is no swine flu down there. I mean, that's what I found out anyway. And that's what all the people I spoke to down there. Of course, I didn't speak to any newscasters. But the general rank and file people, you know, they said it's a hoax. And they said they believe it's a political move to stifle their economy because it definitely was stifled. A lot of the people I ran into said they hadn't worked in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And the consensus was just that. It was a political move to tighten them down. And so they were happy to see some tourists come back. Actually, the hotel that we were in, the same company owned 3 hotels right there. They had shut the other 2 down and put us all in 1 hotel. and it was about maybe 15% capacity. So that's the real story in Mexico, in the part of Mexico I was in anyway. So, okay, any testimonies this morning? Ina.
Praise God, Jesus Christ is alive. I'm a living proof of that. I had a tremendous back injury, and I was in excruciating pain. I have known lots of pain, you know, through the years, you know, like we all have. If you're young or old, it doesn't matter. Pain, everybody has experience. And it was so bad, I couldn't sleep in my bed. I had to sit in a chair. And even so, it was very painful. But I was not letting the enemy to have victory. But I started to sing, and I praised God in the midst of the pain. And the pain eased up. And I kept on doing this for a little bit over a week. And one day when I was vacuum cleaning, then I noticed I had no pain anymore. It was gone, just like that. And I was, singing and vacuum cleaning at the same time. You know, I'm rejoicing that I'm alive. And then I felt his presence so mightily. And I thank God for what he's doing in my life. And there is another final testimony. I shouldn't say final, but coming up. And that's why I wear glasses, because my eyes were very sore this morning. But praise God, I'm here. And I'm thanking him for all of you. And may God bless you today in a special way. Thank you.
It's wonderful to be able to go to the main physician, right? You don't even have to leave where you are. So I experienced a little shoulder pain from volleyball a couple of weeks ago, and was able to ask God for healing, and he gives it to you. Amen. It is nice. Now, like I was telling Pastor John last Sunday, I wasn't here. Let me tell you, don't drink the water in Mexico, okay? Or even the bottled water might fool you, I think. But I was telling Pastor John, you know, I watched via the internet. And I said, yeah, you know, I could get used to that. I thought of that thinking, you know, you can call on God from wherever you are. And now we can even come to church from our living room. But don't try it. Okay. I saw another hand. Was that Carol? Testament.
I just have a little word from the Lord. You know, we are told not to, that the root of all evil is money. And that's a pretty big statement, but it's God's word. The root of all evil is money. And that's because is the love of money, not money, but the love of money. And when we love money, it's possessing us, it's controlling us instead of God. And we have to be very, very careful to see what's controlling us. And in this world where the economy is causing us to struggle, we have to be careful, and we want to say, let the Lord be my guide, and seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. He knows our needs, and he is planning on taking care of us in ways that we cannot see. but we are not to fret and worry about how he's going to do that. And so that's just what the Lord was saying.
Amen. He meets all my needs. Okay, little sister.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6.
Very good.
Sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, that calls me from my world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and up escaped the tempting snare by thy return, sweet hour. Our prayer, sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share, of those whose ancient spirits burn with strong desires for thy return, was such a hasten to the place where God my Savior shows his face, and gladly take my station there and wait for thee, sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, thy wings shall my petition bear, of those whose ancient spirits burn with strong desires for thy return, with such sweet hour prayer, sweet hour prayer, may I thy consolation share, till from all Pisgah's lofty height, I view my home and take my flight. This robe of flesh I drop and rise, to seize the everlasting prize, and shall while passing through the air, farewell, farewell, sweet hour prayer.
Amen. I also like to add, if you're a leader or the savior that anyone's worshiping, a stone, wood, gold, concrete, whatever, if he doesn't provide the way, the truth, and the life, look into the owner's manual, the Bible, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true Savior. Amen.
Okay, any more testimonies? Michelle.
You probably don't know me, but that's okay. But, you know, I wasn't going to say this morning, but I feel I should. So I'm going to be bold, like Carol mentioned last week, that, you know, we are somebody. We are the children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So the joy of the Lord is our strength. So that's what spurred me on to be up here. And it's because of Natalia. That's why I came up. Okay, this is what happened this morning. I was shaking hands with people, and I've been listening to the sermons for the last 4 years, or 5 years, but not here at home or in my car. And I've been to every service that you have all been, maybe more. And I know what's going on, but I'm just not here physically. I'm just here in my spirit. So I know you. I know all the names that Pastor John mentions in his sermons. I just don't really know who they are. I just know the names. And so I'm familiar with you, although you don't know me. I saw Natalia, and I heard her tape in a CD disc that Peter has sent me. And I, you know, hear Thomas Byrne. Like, I know these names. And some of you I know. Some of you I don't. But today, when we were greeting everyone, I just went up to her. You know, I knew her. I just said, hi, I know you're Natalia. You know, I'm just very bold. And she looked at me with this blank stare like, who do you think you are? I don't know you. You know, you stranger. Kind of like, she had this look in her eye, and it's okay. I don't take offense. I refuse to take offense. And I know she will know me very soon. But it just dawned on me, this is exactly what will happen one day. It may happen to you. Take heed. I want to read this to you. This is what, it came alive to me. This is what's going to happen. So please be very careful. In the Bible, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name have done many wonderful works? Here's the clincher. And then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And that's what I felt. When she looked at me with those eyes like, I don't know you. I'm thinking, but I know you. I said your name. I know your name. I know all about you. Boy, that really came alive. I said, wow, what is the will of the Father? Repent. If you say you're a Christian, you repent. You don't just say, I know you, Jesus. I sing your songs. I go to church. I've been there. I've done that. I thought I was too. Unless you are born again, Jesus says in John 3:3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. No matter what you think, it's not what you think. It's what happens. You have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's the only way. John 14:6, Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And Natalia is going to get to know me. I'm Michelle. Two L's. Thank you, Lord.
Michelle with two L's. All right. There's a book, and I got it from Sister Carol, and it's called 50 Years in the Church of Rome. Now, I'm almost completed that book, so I'm going to be giving it back to you. You should, if you get a chance, you should read that book. It's about a Catholic priest, and it's from his childhood back in the 1800s. And I haven't read the last chapter yet, but his encounter with President Lincoln, and which kind of surprised me in the book. And he became a friend of President Abraham Lincoln. And anyway, what Michelle said, many shall say, Lord, Lord, have not I done this and done that? And he will say, I never knew you. Well, this was the life strip of a Catholic priest, that his mother read him the Bible when he was young. And he wouldn't compromise the Bible. He did at times, but he was in a struggle his whole life with the rules of the church, and then to walk with God. So if you get a chance, you should read that. It was very eye-opening to me. So. Okay, no more testimonies. Pastor John.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. We got some announcements here that I want to make. And first of all, I want to show you a big praise the Lord. The book is finished. It will be distributed next week. Lord willing, Creekwood Rice and everything will be fine. Biblical truth concerning the state of Israel. I preached a number of sermons on this, and we finally got the book ready. Actually, Charles got the book ready. He's the one that is behind this. And I would call this an Antichrist bunker busting bomb. Because it is busting the Antichrist myth. So I just want to show that, and I'm very excited. We are now moving into our summer offensive. We are not taking, most of the churches, when it comes to summer, they kind of gear down. We're gearing up. So praise God for that. All right. I want to tell you this here, that we were, last week we talked about we needed help, and we had a sister in the Lord up in the state of Washington. Well, things happened in just 7 days. We found out that she has a computer compatible. We were able to swing a program to her that we had an extra license for. And all we had to do was to help her to get another monitor. So instead of about $3,000, we got a setup for $300. That's a big praise the Lord. I talked to her this morning. Now, this lady used to live here in Sacramento, and she used to do a couple of doves for us in 1988. And she's moved to the state of Washington. And so he said, how you like your new monitor? And it's a flat screen, and she really is excited about that. Now, she's retired, 73 years old. Charles was saying, well, where are the young people? You're just getting people over 60 and 70. But praise God, these are the people God sends us, and they got the stamina, the joy of the Lord. And she lives on about $850 a month. And so she could not upgrade anything, so she was really praising God that we helped her with this. And there's going to be a number of books between her and Shireen and others and Charles. We're going to churn out a lot of books. So she said thank you and praise the Lord this morning. Now, we got a shock this week. How many of you have had the excuse, you know, if you don't, you try to use a credit card, and you know they say, well, they turn you down, and you say, I can't understand that, and you says, well, they closed the credit card, got closed down. Well, we had a business card here for the ministry in Advanta. It's called Advanta business card, and we got a letter about actually first an email about a week ago that. We are closing down. We are losing our funding. May 30th, we are out of business. Have you ever heard about a credit card, a major credit card simply going out of business? Well, I guess they joined General Motors and Chrysler and the rest of them. So I'm going to ask this, that we owe about $8,000 on that. He says, now what did you charge on that? Well, we flew to Hawaii one time. And then we went down to Acapulco in Mexico. No. We have put on different things, programs for the ministry, computers, parts, and so on that we absolutely needed. So if you are listening, watching us, if you can help us in any way, shape, or form, it is deeply appreciated. Now we're going to come down to prayer here. And I want to give a praise report from Germany. How many of you remember 4 years ago we prayed for Gina? Let me see your hand. You remember that? Thank you. You remember how bad she was? She was had all kind of illness, marriages on the fritz, all kind of bad things. Well, we got an email this week, and I liked those emails. And first I said, you know, is it true or not? And she simply said this, we are praising God. Our marriage is restored. We are excited. We are in love. We are more in love today than we were when we first met. She said, my husband is so loving and kind, and he calls me from work and says, I miss you. Now, if you remember, 4 years ago, I mean, it was, you know, is this going to work or not? They've been healed. Remember how the child, little Sophia, she was always sick. You know why she was sick? Because mom and dad were always fighting or had problems. Mom and dad got their act together, and little Sophia got well. And I asked her a couple of weeks ago, I said, how is Sophia? Well, no sickness, no problems, just joy, joy, joy. Well, that's a good praise report. Amen. So God is good. So they're going to write a little story and share that with us. But you know, your prayers and everyone that prayed, we had on the internet, we interceded for week after week, you know, we pulled her through. God pulled her through our prayers. So I want to give a big praise for that. We need to pray for Patty Sims. Now, Patty Sims is in New York, and her husband is Eric. He is a upcoming minister. He doesn't know it yet, but he thinks he knows it. But she has a thyroid problem. They took her thyroid out about 20 years ago. She had cancer. She got no thyroid. She's been on medication for about 20 years, and now the medication is kicking out this and kicking out that. And she simply said, I'm going to go off all medication. I can't take it anymore. And she wants prayer for a healing and that God will lead her and guide her. So with that, we're going to pray for her. And then I got a request here from Pennsylvania. And it's a short one. And I'd like to share that with you. Pastor Terrell, it is a time of great growth, but also great crisis as well for my wife and I. We have seen the Lord more powerful in our lives, but as you know, Satan opposes this. We are being purged by God to be sanctified vessels for his use in the ministry. I know that the Holy Spirit is in you, and I ask that you will deeply pray for our three's leading understanding. In this way, God will gain glory by the prayer answers in response what he heard from our closet. I am not going to be more specific than that right now, but I sense the need for added power in our prayer through the body of Christ. I thank you greatly for this, my brother, sincerely, and his name is Andrew. I'm not going to give the last name. So I called him this week, and I said, now, what's going on? He said, I really don't want to tell you. So he said he'd been reading a book by George Mueller. Or Mueller. And, you know, that was a minor prayer that had faith in God and so on. Andrew and his wife quit their jobs about 4 or 5 years ago to go full time into a ministry of writing, speaking, and having a website ministry. And that they believe that God will sustain that. So we want to lift them up and pray for them. I would say they're probably about 50, 55 years old. And you know, it is wonderful there still are people in America today that have faith. So we want to praise God for that. We got a prayer request here from a sister in Christ in our church. And it is signed, sent from my iPhone. No, it's a joke. She didn't sign it, but I will not give a name on it. And the request is this. They, the company, or people there, want to have a post-medical policy meeting wrap-up party next Wednesday, 6 June the 3rd, a drinking party. I'm praying against it. Would you agree with me? I took dominion over all alcohol spirits today on the way to work, and that everyone will be sickened at the thought of drinking. So we want to pray for that. And then we got a written prayer report here come in from Lois. Michael John could not come today because Gabriella is in pain internally, and Mario has an earache. And Michael asks us to pray for them. So we want to pray for him and for his children. So those are the things we had to pray for. So those of you who would like to come and pray up here, just come on up. If you're here for the first time, you're not comfortable, you sit where you are and pray with us. But if you'd like to pray with us, then come on up. And I'm going to ask Charles if you would pray for Patty Sims. You pray for her, and I'm going to ask Sister Joanne here if you would pray for Michael John and his children. And I'm going to ask here Thomas if you would pray for Andrew and his wife. And let's see, where did Lois took off someplace? And then we got the alcohol situation. You want to take care of that? Don't mention any names. All right. And then we're going to have a praise report here. So let's see, I'm running out of people. Karen, come on up here. And I'm going to have you to hold this up and praise God if we got this going. So let's go ahead and start.
Patty Sims now, and we just ask that you're going to take care of this situation. Now, Father, we know how the body works. We know what happens when you take out certain things, that you have to have medication, that if you don't, there are side effects and there are this and that. But, Father, you are also God, and there is nothing, nothing that is impossible for you. That you can restore that thyroid to her, or you can just take and do anything that you want. Father, we just ask that you would just heal her, however you choose to do it, that you would just restore her back to a perfect health, that she would just be able to sit and function like normal without having to take all this medication, and that she will be able to say as a testimony, God has healed me. Just like when Lazarus was walking around, every time he went and introduced himself, he was praising God because the power of God was emanating from him. And so, Father, we just ask that that same resurrection power would come down and simply touch Patty right now in the name of Jesus and heal her. And we thank you for that now.
Father God, we just thank you and praise you for Michael John bringing the children here. We thank you that his wife will be in a church. They're separated right now. And we know in your word, you say that if the parents are sinning, that the children pay for it. And we pray that this not be true with Mario and Gabriella. And Father God, Gabriella had her appendix erupted not too long ago. And we pray that everything was healed there. And that this is not something that's going to be serious. Whatever that pain is, we pray that it be gone. We forbid it to be on her in the name of Jesus. And Mario also, Father God, that you can heal his ear, that he not have an earache. And this little boy is beautiful. He's got natural instincts that just go beyond anything you can imagine. And we thank you and praise you that one day he's going to be clear of all things that cause these things to happen to the children and the girls. And Father God, the father is going to be delivered in this church soon. And we pray that the mother get delivered. And when they get delivered from the demons and the devils that cling to them and make them do what they don't want to do, that they're going to come out healed. They're going to come out well. They're going to come out happy and back together again. Those children need them. There are six children there that are suffering because of what the parents do. I did the same thing. I divorced my ex-husband before I was a Christian. But my children, I always said they lived in spite of me. They had a mother and a father, and that's what their problems were. And I believe that about these children. Their problems are because of the parents. And we pray that those parents be healed, be delivered, and that they come all the way to Jesus. Not halfway and not partway, but all the way to Jesus. That's the only thing that can save and heal. And we thank you, Lord, for helping this family.
Father God, we lift up this couple, Andrew and his wife, Lord. And you know that they have decided to go full-time in the ministry, Lord. We thank you for giving them divine guidance. You know their situation. We don't know it. And Father, they've requested extra prayer from the family of God. So we lift them up to you. We thank you, Father, for meeting their needs, giving them divine guidance on what you would have them to do, where you would have them to go, and that they would be led about by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for blessing them. And also, Lord, we thank you for the church that you've created abroad the world, Lord, via the internet. And we thank you, Father, for keeping the internet open to the gospel, where we know there are powers out there that want to regulate it, censor it, shut it down. We thank you, Father, for keeping that open and free. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. And Lord, as concerning this party, O Lord, the business party, Heavenly Father, it only takes one Christian, and the rest of the people in the company will be sanctified by that one particular person as they walk in with the Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for putting a stop in this party that is going to take place. In the name of Jesus, that party will stop. And it will be no drinking. It will be no anything else in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting a stop and using that person, O Lord, that each and every one by one, will come to the knowledge of the truth, and they will receive Christ in their hearts as their Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that person is not alone. You are with her, and guiding and directing and filling their mouth with your words. And we thank you for using that person, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we'll be able to make a difference. And we love you, Lord, and appreciate you. And we thank you for stopping that party, for stopping that alcohol drinking. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
I want to thank you, Father God, for bringing in the resources, the manpower into this ministry. I thank you that you are in total and complete charge over everything that we as individuals need and as the body of Christ and this ministry is in need of. And thank you so much for bringing this woman in Washington back into the fold so that she can help reach out to those who are in need of you, in need of the saving love of Jesus Christ in this world that is so full of ugliness in these end times. And I thank you, Father, that you are not only brought in this woman, but that you are going to bring in many more people that can help, many more soldiers that you've already called out that may be from far away, but may also be here in this church, and that you're going to speak to each person that you have designated for a specific purpose through the power of your Holy Spirit. And that you're going to just lay it upon their heart exactly what they need to do. And that you're going to just put aside all the things that are, all the baggage and junk that is holding them down. And you're just going to help each person just blossom into the person that you created them to be. And I just thank you so much for the saving power of Jesus Christ and the total redemption and healing that he provided for us on the cross and in his resurrection. And I just thank you for that gift and for our place that we have in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for this day you have given us here, Lord. And we pray for our nation right now, the United States of America. Father God, as you have turned us over to judgment, and our economy is just collapsing around us, Father God. But you have a different economy. And we thank you, Father God, that when people are losing their jobs, they're losing their income, that they would stop and think, what did we do with our lives when we had so much? Father, let people begin to run to you, Lord, and recognize that we have sinned as a nation, Father God. We repent from abortion, Father God, from homosexuality. Father God, we have been a wicked nation. But we ask you, Lord, that in your mercy, as you are judging us, also let your Holy Spirit begin to convict people all over to get saved, to rededicate their lives to those Christians, Father God, to come back to you, Lord. And we thank you for a move across the nation. We ask you now, Father God, for mercy when it comes to the oil prices. Father God, you know that we depend upon to be able to drive. And Father God, we ask it as we did last year, Father, that you drove the price of oil down. And we ask you again, Father God, destroy the speculators. Yes. Destroy their work. Yes. And drive down the price. That Father God, we should be able to function and move as a nation and also as believers in Christ. Yes. We thank you for touching our finances here. We thank you for the people that have come out. And I just want to praise you and bless you right now for everything. And we give you praise and worship and glory now. And this we say in Jesus' name. And those are a great said. Amen. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Let's have the outlines handed out.